Recording in progress.
Already?
Well, I'm gonna pause it.
Oh, God. I'm not ready.
Channeling.
Hello, can you guys hear me? On the other end? Zoom? Yes. All right. Fantastic. You see the screen? Yes. 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 All right. Pleasure. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody's day?
Okay.
Good, good. How's the snacks?
Great.
Very good, very good. Well, welcome. My name is Eddie Haddad. I'm with Indus Travel. So today we're going to be talking about Discover Vietnam, this fantastic itinerary that we put together with Penticton Chamber of Commerce. We are super excited to provide something that is custom, that learned, I would say, from the Egypt trip, the things that we liked and things that we want to improve on. And so hopefully it's going to not only meet your expectations, but blow them out of the park. So thank you everybody for joining. Everybody online, hi, welcome. Pleasure to meet you. Actually, I should look up here for you. Pleasure, because the camera's over there.
Oh.
Thank you for joining me online. We have a few guests over there. So we're gonna go through a couple different things. And really try to answer any questions that you may have. So before I get started, show of hands, who went on the Egypt trip? Okay, who did not?
Online, but we're on Egypt.
Okay, perfect. So that's pretty mixed, mixed group. Okay, so we have some new people that went on the Egypt trip. For the ones that didn't, Penticton just got back from Egypt in March, right? Was it March?
April.
April? Wow, time flies. So April, which was, I think, your first group trip as a chamber. And so it was such a wonderful success that we were excited. Where's next, right? And so when we were discussing different places on around the planet, the main thing that we want to make sure is something that people wanted a bucket list, something you want to go to, but maybe I'm not comfortable going alone, right? And so by doing these group trips, it allows you to go places in the world that you can discover with a group, the safety in numbers, as they say, and then the value that comes with being able to do incredible experiences at Costco rates. Like, right? So when you buy in bulk, things work out a little bit better and you get to do incredible things.
Yeah, I think I muted you.
She muted me.
You have to start on.
It's okay. Sorry. We
Not
haven't
only
gotten into anything. They muted me. We're back.
nanosecond.
So I just the price for this trip is $38.99, and because I know I'm gonna get this question, what is a single supplement? Okay, a single supplement means I do not.
Oh, you raised your hands, maybe.
Oh, Lordy.
Too technical.
There we go. What? I know. I'm like,
So don't.
I'm Lebanese. Like, I talk with my hands. Like, I don't, what am I? Put them in my pocket. This is terrifying. A single supplement. It's $6.99. So what that means is pretty much, if you want to travel alone or have your own room, this is what I recommend. So I travel, believe it or not, with my mom a lot. And she's like, why are we staying in the same room? Like, absolutely not, mom. So I'm always getting the single supplement, right? Because I like to sprawl. So this is 12 days, 11 nights. So we do have some interest-free option for the first time that we're offering as well. So that's going to be, I think, a very welcome news to a lot of people. And we're going to cover some of the major cities in Vietnam. And there is an optional extension if you would like it. Okay, so let's get started. So, as I mentioned, this is Vietnam, right? One of the most famous Asian countries. It is a tropical climate, right? So, you know, it's going to be a nice respite after our winters over here. But this year, you know, you expect to really enjoy what I would like to say, the culture, the fascinating facts, everything that you want from this trip, we've tried to incorporate it in. But before I really dive into the trip, I want to talk a little bit about Indus, okay? So Indus, we've been around for 25 years. We are experts, okay, in travel. This is not our first rodeo. Sorry, still in Calgary mode. It's not our first rodeo, and we are an award-winning travel company. We work with chambers across North America. Actually, we work for over 250 chambers across North America. And if you know anything about chambers of commerce, they are a picky bunch, okay? So we have to make sure that, hey, am I lying? Right? So we make sure that we're offering something that is to the caliber of the organizations we represent. And what's nice to know is we are a Canadian company. We are based here in BC. And so we are just on the other side of a few mountains, but we are from British Columbia. And as you can tell in flesh, this is all within driving distance. And so we're glad to be here and to be able to represent one of the only Canadian companies that are in this sphere. And so that's a really important thing for the chambers that they want to work with us, is that we want to be able to support Canadian companies and support this industry in Canada. And so we are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We have some of the best consumer protection put in place to protect people. And it is our 25th anniversary. So we've been around for 25 years. So that's very exciting. So let's talk a little bit about Vietnam. You know, now this is more of, you know, some fun facts, I would say, about Vietnam. Did you know Vietnam has actually one of the largest caves on Earth? Who knew this? Okay, they do know this. Okay. Who here drinks coffee every morning? Well, you're going to love Vietnam. Okay, it has the second largest coffee exporter in the world, right? So they're very well known for their coffee, and apparently Kelowna is too. This is fantastic.
But you are in Penticton.
Penticton. I'm not about to get beat up. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's been a long drive. I had to drive. I kept seeing the sign to Kelowna that kept giving me distances to Kelowna, and I just knew I had to turn. So I'm still in driving, saying Kelowna. And we are staying here tonight, just so you know. So I'll be eating local. I already planned. There's like a taco place over there. I'm going to go grab tacos later. Super excited. And there's also, what's another crazy fact? What's the craziest fact you could think about Vietnam?
You're warm.
That is a little insane to me. But, yes, 65 million motorbikes in Vietnam.
What?
Okay. Right? So they are a motorbike country. So the crossing the street can be a little adventurous. So that is something to know. that's a whole different world. But, you know, I think the most important thing about Vietnam is very welcoming place. So you're really going to enjoy, I think, the hospitality that comes with Vietnam. Oh, no. Oh, look, I did. I figured.
Yeah.
No.
Do you want me to go get the tech guy?
No, I will figure this out. Yes, I'm just not going to touch that screen ever again. I think I have to, though. Oh, no. Okay, so we're going to try to figure out how to go back here. Oh, that's why. It's like a full.
It's an interactive screen. Oh, there you go.
I don't like this. I don't like
Screen.
this screen at all. I'm good. I'm not. We're gonna ruin the whole presentation if I have to. Okay. So there's even expensive looking pens in there. So what to expect, really? I think, at the end of the day, most thing that you're gonna enjoy is, I think, the hospitality and mostly the food. The weather is incredible, and just the experience of being in one of the most dynamic and different cultures you've ever experienced. They're also very well known for massages. So if you're into therapeutic massages, it's definitely a place to be getting one. So you're on vacation. This isn't the Amazing Race, okay? So we don't have to worry too much. We're going to try to slow things down and make sure you get to enjoy everything while you're there, but still, get as much as possible. You will do some walking, right? There will be some incredible sights that you'll see. You're also gonna have plenty of free time to relax. So we try to make sure that it's a mix of everything. Okay. So as I mentioned, 39, $38.99, $6.99 for the single supplement. Now we do have a reserve early promotion, which means you just pay $99 to reserve. Okay, which is our first time we've ever offered this. It was 500 before for all the Egypt people would remember. So $99 to reserve, and then what we've done is we've divided the payments right from now until 120 days before the trip. So whatever 120 days is before March 30th, okay. And so that way it's just easy payments, interest free. And you can just pay until we go on the trip, which I think is going to be a lot easier for people. So we just introduced that. Or there's another option where you do pay that $500 deposit and then you just pay the rest 120 days before the trip. Okay, so you can go to either or. Okay. So those are some options for you. So let's hop into the trip a little bit more into detail. Okay, so we're gonna do 4 nights in Hanoi, 1 night in Hue, 2 nights in Hoi An. I get that right? Wrong.
Wait.
Hoi, if you'd like, you're more than welcome. I will take all the direction possible. She knows I am famous for butchering names, all names, every name, right? Especially because my name regularly gets butchered, I have to, pay back the world. All right, because it might I'm EDY and no one gets it right. They see EDY and they think Edie, right?
Eddie.
And it's Eddie. And then Haddad. So ever you guys know the model Gigi Hadid? Well, ever since she came around, suddenly I went from Eddie Haddad to Edie Hadid. Everybody. So
There's a question.
already,
Yes, the
yes.
itinerary says we arrived to Hanoi on day 3. Are we traveling 2+ days? So they must be talking about the overnight. So we would leave here March 30th and then.
So no, it's the international date zone
Oh,
changes.
okay.
So you actually move up a day. So that is something to keep in mind.
So we totally lose a day.
The whole, do you gain it back on your way back?
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, just because that's the you pass
But that's not one of our days going over.
No. You just actually lose a real day.
Overnight. Yeah,
Yeah.
changes. Yeah.
Yes, the date actually changes. So that is
This is
something
before
people.
the Kamal menu.
Yes,
And I
yeah.
have that's all in that little
It
package
should
there.
be all in that little package as
And
well.
then this is being recorded. So once it's, I will email everybody the recording so you
Okay.
can watch it again at home. Okay,
Yes.
good. Yeah.
And then also, just so you know, so there's some information at the bottom of these sheets. You're gonna have Aditya, okay? So Aditya is our operations manager that's going to be assigned on this trip. So Aditya, you're able to ask him any question that you want. Way more knowledgeable than me, right? I'm just all mustache, right? But he's all knowledge, right? He's the one that actually physically made the itinerary for us, right? He also is able to do things like, I would like to go to Japan for 5 days after, right? Can you make that happen? He will make that happen, right? I would like to go a couple days before. He's the person that would be able to do that. So you have access to someone that can make any of those custom requests that you want. Obviously, when you do want changes, the price is not going to be the same. I would love to be able to say, let's go to, Japan for 5 days after for the same price. Doesn't work like that. So any changes will just be based on whatever the rate is at that time. Fair? Okay. But also he's the person that, I have dietary concerns. I have whatever type of concerns or things like that. You can let him know and he's able to help you or answer any questions. Okay. And then 2 nights in Ho Chi Minh City, as well. And all of the hotels are 4-star hotels. Okay, so they are comfortable hotels. And then on the itinerary, do you mind if I steal one? Thank you. You're gonna notice that you'll see like BL means breakfast, lunch.
Oh, okay.
B breakfast. Okay, if there's a D. Dinner. Okay. So we every day there's breakfast just because we want to make sure that everybody eats before they head out. But a lot of things that we realize from these tours, if we do every lunch and dinner, it ruins your opportunity to actually go out there and eat. All right. That's what I do when I travel. I'm an eater, as you can tell. I love food traveling. Like it's actually my favorite thing on the planet. I even did when I was living in Ontario, I did a day trip to Montreal where we flew in the morning and we just toured every little food spot stop in Montreal and flew back the same day. It was the best time of my life. And it was just nice. Me and my friends were just splitting bagels and poutines and this and that and those Schwartz delicious sandwiches. So that's what I recommend to do there. You're in Vietnam, some of the best culinary experiences in the world. So please do enjoy things that are pretty much everything when it comes to like the tours that we have already put in place. Like if there's entrance fees or things like that, we've already taken care of it. Things that aren't included would be tips, right? If you want to tip your driver or tour guide or things like that. There is a Vietnam visa stamp fee of $25 American. And so Aditya, I think that's at the airport, or you may do it in advance. A lot of these countries now have created online systems. We'll provide that information for you sooner so you'll know exactly when that is paid. Fair? And then you get one bag. Now, this is important, okay? I was well known for being a double bagger. Okay. And then the more I traveled, the more I realized that was the worst thing I could ever do. Okay. So one big bag, regular international, the large bag you get, and you'd get a carry-on as well and a personal item. Okay. So it's more than enough. And you don't want to have to be unpacking and packing two bags. Right. And then what I do recommend is if you do buy a lot of stuff, you can split a buy a bag there very, very cheap. And split it with someone else and fill all your stuff in one suitcase and bring it back together. All right? That's something that I've had people buy entire carpets in Morocco, ship them back. You never, the stuff I've heard that they bought. But now you are in a tropical climate and we get it. So we're gonna make sure you have nice, modern, comfortable buses with AC in there. You had some of the buses in Egypt, right? They're proper coaches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we were a large enough group that we were able to have like our own private coach except for once, which then allowed us to actually be dropped off at the entrance and not parked way back. So it was like drop off, get out, get on, and then yeah. Spoil, spoiled.
Yeah, and that's what we want. We want you to feel spoiled on these trips. We don't want you to have to think, right? We want to get picked up, dropped off, fed, and enjoyed, right? So that's something to keep in mind. And then there's going to be some domestic flights that are included as well, okay? Because we're not going to have you be on a coach for 5 hours or 6 hours between. We have some domestic flights included, okay?
So if it's anything like Egypt, you would appreciate flights because it would have taken forever to drive somewhere.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I love,
Bananas.
yeah, no, I absolutely big fan of flights. So you're gonna start though, speaking of flights, you're gonna start in Vancouver and then we're gonna head to Hanoi. So it is an overnight international flight. So get some rest on the flight. There's usually a pit stop, right, somewhere. So it depends on where we figure out exactly the best route is for you. We try to make sure that it is limited and that you are comfortable. Okay. So that is something we will have more information for you sooner rather than later. We try to fly with Air Canada when we can. When we can't, we try to fly with an Air Canada affiliated airline, typically. So I don't know who you guys flew with. I don't
It
remember.
was two different flights, so
We had Turkish
Turkish
Air.
Air is pretty
It was
yeah.
absolutely wonderful.
Turkish Air. I've
We had
heard
two.
only good things about Turkish Air. Yeah, I've had really good reviews of Turkish Air. Especially like I want to go back to Lebanon if they stop fighting next summer for my cousin's wedding. And I was thinking of Turkish Air because they have a really good business class and the food I heard is like fantastic. And I have points, so I need to use the points.
Eddie, if anybody here has family or friends that live in Saskatchewan or Washington State or something that want to join us on this trip, they just need to get themselves to Vancouver to join us. Is that how it works?
No, actually. So if you tell us where you want to leave from, like if you have friends in New York, right? Or friends in Taipei, it doesn't matter where it is, we're able to find a flight to have you meet in Vietnam with them. Obviously, it may be a difference in price, right? If they would like to meet us here, they can. That's fine. But if you would like us to do the arrangements, we can also do that as well. Okay? So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, so for our trip, we had someone join us from Ontario, and all of a sudden we found her in Heathrow. We're like, here you are. And then, yeah, and then one that joined from Saskatchewan, she flew into Vancouver and then joined us from there. So, yeah.
So there's the options. Okay. So now day three, right? So technically day two, day three, however, we're gonna geographically figure this out. We want to make sure that I think Terry was very big proponent. We're not doing anything on day three. We're relaxing, right? We have traveled for 24 hours, right? It feels like
We wanted a flex day.
a flex day, right? So this gives you the opportunity to just arrive, check into your hotel, take a little day nap, go grab some snacks. We're going to probably do something in the evening, right? Well, but it's going to be just a day to we'll call it the jet lag day as well.
Flex
Flex
day,
day,
feels better.
flex day. Yeah, that's more sellable.
And the other thing is, as much as we would love to control airlines, we can't. So we found that the slightest delays can really impact, especially, right? So if you're in air and you're stuck at an airport, the last thing we want you to do is be panicking that you can't get to your destination knowing that we were going to start, allows you to go and get that local currency, those types of things. And then for us just to bond as a group before we start the experience. So yes, I was like, we are not doing anything if we don't have a flex day. And Eddie said to his boss, and then he's like, no. And he's like, no, like
That's hey, I
it's
remember,
an
when
exit.
he said it was like, why would anybody want to just not go on? I'm like, cuz this is what they said, this is what you're doing. And then he's like, okay, like calm down. But that's what we're doing, right? And so I'm with you on this because back to why do I keep talking about Lebanon? I went to Lebanon a couple years ago, and at the same day there was an engagement party. So I remember getting off the plane, changing, and going to the engagement party. It was the worst experience of my life. right? Because I was so tired. I just wanted a nap. Like, I'm a cranky person if I don't get sleep. So I'm with you. This is relax, sleep, enjoy the day. And so you're going to have that flex day. Okay.
When
So
we went to Egypt, we had like 2 hours in our hotel
it's
and
tough.
back to
And
the
20
airport.
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You by Turkish Airlines, you got like
Yeah, we got
slippers and
spoiled on
stuff,
the
so it
airplane,
was
but we were
fine.
late getting there. So we had 20 minutes in the hotel
And
before
then
we had to
back
get
to
on
the
the same
airport,
ship.
and then off to your first tour. I
Yeah.
mean, it's like,
It
oh my
was a lot. It was a
God.
lot. So we
Sure.
learned. That's it. We learned
Yeah.
and we've improved, right? So right away, this is going to be,
That's much
I
better.
think, a more comfortable start of your journey. Now, this is when you actually get to visit some of the landmarks on day four. You'll visit, a Ho Chi Minh Complex, Ba Dinh Square, and then some of the most famous attractions. So why is this not working? I actually need to steal that because.
Oh, I have a black and white in here. It's not a pretty colored one.
There we are. Ooh. Two front pages.
Here you go. Take this one. Yeah, you need some clearance. No, they're for the bone.
Okay. So we start breakfast, as y'all know, right? And then we're going to be going to Ba Dinh Square, okay? As you can see, it's where President Ho Chi Minh proclaimed independence on September 2nd, 1942. So you get to go to really some of the more auspicious buildings and some of the history right away. You're gonna have a tour guide that's going to really be able to tell you all of the details. That's what I really like about these tours, and I think you guys probably enjoyed that in Egypt. They are so well informed about places. Some of these people, especially in Egypt, they have like master's degree in tourism,
That's
right? Like unbelievably well-educated people. And so they're gonna really go into depth of all the different places that you are visiting. And then you get to continue the visit at Ho Chi Minh Complex. The presidential palace is over there. And then it's actually, a mausoleum as well. So that's final resting place of Uncle Ho. And so then you get to go to the famous Train Street. It's a very lively neighborhood. You can see it right here, right? Where you can literally like get hit by a train if you move up. So exciting,
Don't
Please. Yeah, you will not. Okay. Just don't lean over. Okay. But it is one of the most famous and kind of ridiculous, I think, experiences of being in Vietnam is getting to experience that and sitting there having a drink as the train goes by. And so you really get to enjoy the atmosphere. And then what's nice is after the day's touring, you're able to go back. You can go relax at the hotel, or you're able to actually truly enjoy a city or go out there a little bit.
Is it pretty safe to walk around?
Very much so. Yeah. Vietnam is not known for crime or anything like that. However, I just like any good traveler, I don't recommend traveling by yourself, like going on the street by yourself. I don't care if that's in downtown Vancouver or in Vietnam, right? It's always nice to, I always say, make sure someone knows where you are at all times, right? Because someone like me, I could trip. Like, honestly, like I could just trip while walking. And then what am I going to do? I'm in a hospital. No one knows where I am, right? Something simple like that. Just want to make sure that there's always a buddy system, or at least if you have an iPhone, I always send my location to a friend. So they always know where I am at all times, right? Especially after a couple drinks. So that is something to keep in mind. But it is a very safe and you have to also understand that tourism is such a big part of their economic survival. So they make it a point to really take care of the tourists. Imagine one bad news story. can affect so many people's livelihoods back home. So they truly go over and above to make sure that people are taken care of and it's safe. And it is a very safe place. Is that me? No.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So day five. Okay. So this is probably where you've seen some of the stuff on the travel shows. Okay. Some of these fantastic photos. You'll get to go to Ha Long Bay. You got me. You're in my head now. Yes. Yes, I did it. So it's actually thousands of little limestone islands, right? So one of the most breathtaking, absolutely beautiful places on the planet. You get to go on a little cruise of the bay. So make sure you bring your cameras. You're going to take lots of fantastic pictures. You're also going to have lunch on board, right? So it's going to be a nice lunch and cruise type day. The food's going to be very very nice. If you're feeling adventurous, you can even kayak. So it's usually one of everyone's favorite days. So you truly will enjoy this. So you get to go to, you know, some creatively named places, which I'm not going to say because I'm technically in a work environment, but you can read it. So we'll stick there. And then you get to explore Bajon Archipelago and visit the surprising cave, which is also really nice. And then later you get to visit the Titov Island. As well, and then you get to sail back towards the harbor. Then you get to get dropped off at the hotel. So we try to ensure that you have at least a half day to a full day of activity when there are tour days. That way you're getting a full experience. If there's a lunch, you already know that that's a full day, right? Because we don't want to leave you. Typically, days that there's no lunches or things like that are going to be days where you get half days of tours, right? But Egypt was a lot. It was like they were pretty much all full days or
We
close.
fed very well when we were, yeah.
Yeah.
And
So
very full days, yes.
how was the food? Like, was it like different?
Like
Was
on
it
the Nile, it was,
and did you get any Arabic food or was it very?
just one night. They had a theme night. But yeah, it was
Well, we
good.
were just warned not to eat anything green or
No
fruit.
lettuce.
Yeah, so they had
Nothing washed in
peppermint.
there, like, but
Yeah.
no,
They
yeah.
had
Beautiful
beautiful
salads.
salads,
Like
but we didn't eat any. Some
I
of us did,
but
some of
I
you
did.
did.
And is everybody
Yeah.
fine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Now you sound.
I could not say no to tabbouleh or something like that, or fettuccine, like in a heartbeat. I'd be like, it is what it is. I'll go on a diet. Like, okay, so that's gonna be day five. Day six, you get to go to Nin Bin. No? We're getting good, okay? So it's pretty much Ha Long Bay on land, okay? So you get to go through some of the caves on a traditional boat. You get to go through, even cycle on some of the quiet villages if you're up for it. You can even climb to one of the most spectacular viewpoints in Vietnam. Make sure your camera is, you know, working. But it really is a scenic drive through the countryside, and then you get to go to the Hoi Lu ancient citadel, and then you get to see the temples of King Din and King Li, and then a bicycle ride along the rural roads. If you don't know how to ride a bike, that's fine. You don't have to do that. My mom, funny enough, doesn't know how to ride a bike, right? We bought her a tricycle, and I swear she almost fell off the tricycle. I'm like, Mom, it's not going to tip over. But if you can't, you don't have to. And then we're going to have a local lunch as well while we're there. And then we continue to Tam Kok. And then you go through a traditional sampan boat ride and get to see some of those limestone karsts and then the rivers and the caves as well while you're there. And then you get to go to the Moy Cave, and then you can climb the mountain if you would like as well.
Like
To,
that.
yeah, yes,
No elevator.
no. So you don't have to,
No.
but if you would like to, you're more than welcome to. But it is definitely an option for people. So that is something on day six that you should be able to enjoy. Now, day seven, you are flying. Okay. So you get picked up at the hotel, you get to get transported to your flight, and then you get to fly to Hue. Better? Close. Okay. Good, good, good. Okay. Get to fly to Hue. You'll be picked up over there by shuttle as well, brought to your hotel. Then you can enjoy the rest of the evening, explore the city on your own. It's more of a leisure day outside of the flight. On day eight, we get to go to Hue and Hoi An. Okay. So the drive. You actually get to go by the famous Hai Van Pass. It's actually ranked as one of the world's most beautiful coastal roads, right? And that says a lot, especially being in British Columbia. Like, we've all taken the sea to sky, which is, I think, one of the most beautiful coastal roads I've ever seen in my entire life. So it beats that, apparently. So that's something to keep in mind on that day. And then you get to go to really the Kai Ding Tomb, which is actually a local specialty. You'll have a specialty lunch while you're there, and possibly a relaxing herbal foot bath. Right, so you'll have some of the more relaxing days there, and then you get to go through the city. You get to go to the Royal Citadel. You get to go to the Forbidden City as well while you're there. You get to go through the iconic Tenmu Pagoda. It's actually a very big part of the spiritual heart of Vietnam. So this is going to be, I would say, one of the most architecturally stunning days of your trips. If you're a big architecture buff, this is going to be really where some of those like incredible buildings are. Definitely you're going to enjoy this date. That day we actually have a dinner planned for you. So you'll have an opportunity to all come together, have a nice dinner, and enjoy and unwind for the rest of the evening. Okay. So day 10.
Day 9.
Sorry, day nine. Oh, I messed up. Sorry. Your dinner's planned the next day. Yeah. So the first day eight is breakfast lunch. Day nine is breakfast dinner. Fair? Okay.
I have a someone's
Yes.
asking a question, so I want to Google it, or maybe you could say, what is the interesting foot dip?
It's a traditional foot bath, right?
Okay, perfect. Just pretty flowers.
Pretty
Okay.
flowers. So a lot of they didn't really wear shoes in tropical climates. Christian, so like, remember Jesus washed, what, that was very traditional. You washed your feet, right? When you go to places, especially religious places, right? You don't want to enter with dirty feet, right? And so that's actually part of their culture and religious practices, right? So it's more than just a foot bath. It's more spiritual. Good
Thank you.
questions.
Well, I know someone's asking.
Yeah. So, okay, breakfast and lunch on day eight. Breakfast, dinner, day nine. It's like, what happened to day nine?
How did we get from Hue to Hoi An? We flew.
Well, no. These are You would be driving
I'm
between the.
seeing those things along the way.
Yeah, so you'd be driving. The other flight's on day 10. So you get to spend the morning after breakfast. You get to actually spend the morning at leisure. On day nine. So this gives you a time to just kind of enjoy the hotels, the amenities. If you want to schedule a massage or something like that, this is a great time to do so. And then in the afternoon, we go to Cam Tan Fishing Village. And then you get to actually go on a bamboo ride. You can see it right there. They're little boats, right? Little basket. All right, there's some Moses for you. And then you get to explore some of, again, back to some of those ancient architectural towns as well, and so you get to see some of that incredible the Hoi An ancient town, including the I don't want anyone to say this one. Yeah, I don't want to say it. I'm not going to do it. The word Kien Assembly Hall. Being recorded, I won't get in trouble. So it's actually an ancient house, right? I actually is funny enough. You have a Japanese bridge over there, right? Which is going to be actually feel a little bit out of place. And then that's going to be just one of those nice days where we can all come together at night, have a wonderful dinner, and then we return back to Hoi An and overnight. Where then the next day you will go on a flight, okay, to Ho Chi Minh. Lot. Okay, so day 10, another day at leisure. After we arrive there, you're gonna check into your hotels, you get to relax, and then enjoy exploring the city. So that is something that I personally enjoy having the opportunity to have my own self-exploration days. So those are going to be the days. And then we're going to go to the famous Saigon. All right. So Ho Chi Minh, Saigon, you get to start the day with breakfast. You get to visit historic landmarks, including your Reunification Palace, and the famous Chu Chi Tunnels. And then you really get to hop in there and explore some of its history. So the Central Post as well was colonial post office, and the Notre Dame Cathedral. Obviously, this is where the architecture is not going to feel like the rest of your trip. The colonial past of Vietnam will be for display. So you get to learn some of its history, go through some of the tunnels, including some of the war museums over there. So it's definitely going to be I would say a very good history lesson. You are going to have lunch as well that day, as a group. So breakfast and lunch are going to be included. And then you have the evening where you can explore the city and enjoy. And then day 12, after breakfast, you have some time for shopping, for enjoying the city as you will. And then what we're going to try to do is organize the flight, so it's overnight back here, and then you gain a day. Okay, so that's how that will work, and then we fly back to Vancouver. So the hotels, so we are staying 4 nights at the Foreign Relations Hotel. It is a very nice hotel, 4 stars, nice pool as well. So you'll have time, after your day to relax, enjoy the amenities as well. Then you get to come back to a comfortable hotel in Hue. Perfect. Okay. So you will be there at the Parkview Hotel as well. This has a nice pool, very good stay, relaxing. So you're going to have time for leisure. As I mentioned, I love swimming. So having the opportunity to swim in a tropical climate is my favorite thing as well. And then you're also going to stay at the M Hoi An Hotel. Also has a nice pool. Very nice amenities, right? It's 4-star hotel. And then finally, you will be staying at the Otis as well in Ho Chi Minh. Okay. I don't think this one has a pool, but I know it has very nice amenities throughout. Okay. Yeah. Very beautiful. Gorgeous rooms. So. Now, as I mentioned, all the information is on the website. So have you anybody used the QR code before?
Yeah.
So if you want to just scan that QR code,
But here your booking person won't be the Venice, it'll be the person on your little form there.
Oh, yeah, we have to have enough last time.
Yeah, so
So this is this the same?
I'm just gonna check. Let's make sure.
See what.
I had my assistant make the slide, so I'm not sure
Yeah.
everything.
So I have chatted a few times with
Yes.
Adina. How do I pronounce?
Aditya.
Aditya. Very nice,
Very
and
nice.
very responsive. So it's been a really good experience.
Yeah, he's a senior operations manager. So he's very responsive
I
now.
already know who needs to renew their passports already.
So I'll tell you some stuff as well. So you are able to book right here. All the information, the itinerary is going to be there. The accommodations you're able to go through. And then once you book now, you're able to just hop in there. So I'm just gonna press book now. Departure dates and pricing. Why isn't letting me? Canadian. So it should be pretty easy once you're on this. You get to well, it's not working on my phone.
Well, let's definitely
That
do
one on the screen is the wrong one.
yeah
Yeah, this
so
is
use
completely,
the
this is,
coupon
use
here.
this one, cheese.
Also, I will email all of you
Yeah.
the now button
Okay. Good morning.
directly.
Yeah, this one works.
Yeah, so the
Good.
one on your formal work.
Oh yeah, okay.
Let's just make sure because.
Okay, so you have okay,
Yeah,
well,
I'm
the one
just
that formal
trying
works because that's
to.
what
Yes, it did.
yeah.
Woo!
And
Okay.
then
So go on the one on the form. That's exactly it. Just hop on there. You are able to book now. Okay, so it goes straight in there.
yeah.
I will tell you how the payment option, it's right at the bottom. Okay, so if you would like the auto bill, which is the pay $99, you're going to see something right at the at bottom that says, I want to pay auto bill, pay $99 deposit, and then it splits the payments up for you. Now, they're also, you can put how many passengers. We do have options for. There is Essence of Cambodia, which we have included, but for some reason my slides have disappeared. And are they, is it in here?
Oh yeah, it's attached on the back.
Okay. So there is an optional trip. Okay. So a lot of times when people travel, I'm already on that side of the world. I want to go do something else while I'm there, right? So you're able to add on Essence of Cambodia. So you just, if you would like to add it on, you just press the button right here and says, I would like to add the Essence of Cambodia. Okay. Whether it's a single supplement or you, the options are right there. It is $11.99 per person to add it on. And then what's nice, it is a couple of days of relaxing in Cambodia. It is you know, one of the nicest, most beautiful, I would say unique type places that you probably won't have an opportunity to just go, right? You're already going to be there, so this gives you an opportunity to go to Cambodia, discover something really foreign, really cool, which is also really nice. So you, instead of flying back with everybody to Canada, you would fly to Cambodia, okay? And then we go to Siem Reap by flight. And then, you know, you'll actually have dinner with the Aspera, and then the traditional Kamar dance. There'll be a nice little show for you when you do arrive and you get to really enjoy it. The next day, you get to have breakfast, and then you get to go to the Angkor complex temples. These are World UNESCO heritage sites, okay? So they're ancient, it's the ancient capital of the Angkor, and traditional tuk-tuks get to take you through that entire place. And then you get to visit the Bayan Temple. It has 54 towers over there. And so there'll be more information that we'll be able to provide, but you get to go to Tham Prom, see the enormous fig trees that they have everywhere. Gigantic creepers are also all over the land over there that actually take over some of the buildings, right? Those trees that actually take over some of the buildings. And so it's going to be a full day of touring and seeing Cambodia. And then in the evening, you have the opportunity to just kind of unwind and see the city. Day 14, Siem Reap, you get to go to the Tonle Sap Lake, the village of Chong Nias, as well. Breakfast is going to be included on that day, and you're going to have the opportunity to tour, enjoy everything. You are staying also at a four-star hotel while you are there. So you're going to have 3 nights of accommodations while you're there. All the flights, all the fees are already included, similar to the first trip. And then from there, you'll actually fly back to Vancouver. So there'll be a deviation. I highly recommend doing extensions while you are there, just because you are gaining that experience that is completely different.
I signed up for the extension to Cambodia and I also wanted to go to Thailand, and they said, no, not at this time. I would like to go on to Thailand as
You would like to go on to Thailand? I will tell
I'm there, might as well.
I will tell you one thing. With me, where there is a will, I make it happen.
So maybe what we can do is for those of you that have booked, I've heard that murmuring that there is a group of travelers that may go to Thailand first. And then join us in Vietnam. So, if you're interested, the best thing to do would be let him, if you're booked,
can you just
you
CC
know,
me?
and CC, and I will
Because
email all of when I email
do we
you
have your
all
email?
of this, I will also give you Eddie's email. And then if you book, when you book, and if you want to do a trip four or an add-on extension, the more people that can communicate that to Indus, then they can definitely make things happen because there's more of you rather than like just only Jan saying, I want to go, I want to go. And he's like, okay, but if more people say they want to do something, they're going to make it happen. Because Eddie promises me that Indus looks after chamber travel groups very well.
Well, and just listen, I'm pretty how do I put this politely?
Foolish.
Yeah, I drive my staff nuts, right? Because I like people having incredible experiences. And so I have no problem taking the heat and being like, make it work. Like, find a way. This is what people want. And what's really nice is the owner loves me, right? And so I usually get my way. It drives them all crazy, like Aditya and all of them. I don't know if they even like me because of the amount of stress I put them through. But I know my clients and our guests love the experiences because I make sure things happen, right? And so if you would like to go to Thailand, I will find a way for you to get to Thailand. Perfect. We're going to Thailand. Okay, so we'll figure that out. I'll make it happen. Before, sure, I will figure it out. Consider it done.
Just so you know, like when Eddie says he is available, the minute I hit the Kelowna airport to go, I was on, like, I literally stepped in and the door hadn't even closed. And I was on the phone with Eddie from a traveler that was having some issues, being able to confirm that he was on the manifest. And he was, and I said it.
That was weird though,
It was
eh?
very
Oh my
odd. And
God.
we got him to Vancouver. And I said,
Yeah.
don't worry, if we land in Vancouver and you're not there, he is going to come from his home to the airport and fix this for us. But by the time we left Kelowna to Vancouver, it was fixed. Like Eddie got on with all the people. Don't tell me it's happening. Show me that it's happening.
And
So,
we made sure that everything was down. And
yeah.
listen, it's my fault. Like, I am that social media guy. Like, I've been on I'm on my phone way too much. So I can't pretend I don't have my phone, right? Because if anybody knows me, they know I'm that guy that gets yelled at when he goes for dinner with his friends. Get off your phone, right? So it's on me. I'm not gonna lie to you, right? And so I won't ignore you. And so I'm that type that will pick up even if I'm on vacation, only because I stress out. If I don't, if you're not taking care of, right? So we will make sure everything's as good as controllably possible. Like, be very blunt with you guys. We did not know Iran war was going to break out. No one did, right? I think my mom, funny enough, my mom was in town. She was visiting me for a couple of days, and all of a sudden, my mom and I were driving and both looked at each other like, you feel something off? She's like, something's off. I'm like, I feel something's weird, right? We got home, we watched TV, and the war broke out. right? And we're Lebanese, so like we're Christian Lebanese, so like we're always caught in the middle of things, so we were freaking out, right? What was happening? And then I got calls from Terry being like, "What happens? War?" And then I had to explain to them, "Well, here's the geopolitical part of it. No one's touching Egypt, right? Like literally, it's one of the strongest militaries on the planet. No one's gonna mess with Egypt, right? There could be literally World War III breaking out next door, and nothing's happening in Egypt, and nothing at all
No.
happened in
And
Egypt. So I'm
totally.
honest with it,
And he was
right?"
answering me at 4 a.m. because I was getting panic messages from our travelers going starting at midnight. I was getting messages at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You're waking up.
Yeah.
Did
We're
so.
ready. We're ready to go. We understand. Listen, you're traveling someplace foreign, right? It's not always comfortable. And so we're trying to make that comfortable experience. And again, you're working with a Canadian company that's in your backyard. So at the end of the day, we understand. There's no one's going to understand. It's not some, weird, company based in LA, right? We're right here, right? We know what's happening. We understand our communities and the people we work with. So we try to help you as much as possible. We don't always get QR codes correctly, apparently, on slides, or my notes completely put up. This is why I don't trust anyone. Because if I don't do myself, it never ends up right. But we still managed to get through minus the mispronunciations. Any questions? Let me answer anything you guys have.
Says on the Cambodia portion of this trip, it does say that it does not include local city taxes to be paid directly at hotels upon checkout.
So same thing as Europe too. Like sometimes there's some taxes. They're usually like a buck or two.
Okay.
They're not like
Okay. Well, do
extraordinary.
they have to pay another $300 or
No,
something?
it's fairly little. It's usually like I think there
Yeah.
even is local city taxes in Kelowna or a lot of cities here. They have them now at hotels. So they're very little.
I think in Greece it was $10 a night.
$10.
Yeah.
So. We'll pick Greece numbers, right? Because that'll probably be the top end of fees. I couldn't see Vietnam charging $10, but could be. So we'll stick at 10.
Now, what currency should we be taking?
So you are able to convert your currency there. My same advice. How was the cash's American
Okay.
dollar king?
So, number one, because we were Canadian, most Canadians were not choosing to use American dollars because we lost so much.
Yeah.
So, we purchased, and it was very difficult to get Egyptian currency before we left. So, we were able to pull it. When we were there in Egypt, like Mohammed, who was like amazing,
Yes,
like, oh my
amazing.
gosh, we loved him. We wanted to bring him home with us. He said, at the end, why didn't you just pay us in Canadian dollars? And I said, because we were told not to. And he said, we love Canadian dollars.
Really?
And he said, we can take them. But other in Cairo, they said, no Canadian dollars. So it varies. That's why on that flex day, we want to give you guys time to be able to go to a bank and pull some local currency if you cannot get it here. Now, some of the banks here might be able to get it for you. Getting Egyptian money in Canada, almost the most difficult thing,
Yeah.
unless you went to the currency
At the
place
airport.
in
No.
Vancouver.
Oh.
We
Maybe
had a couple of
Vancouver.
travelers go there, wherever that is, for that. And we, the chamber, learned a lot about the tipping culture. So we will have a better plan for when we go to Vietnam, because we just kind of pooled everything together and tipped as a big group. So we were passing out these envelopes and trying to do it was bananas. So we've learned a lot. So we'll figure that out because this is going to be a little bit different. There's multiple moving parts, multiple players. As we go to different cities and different experiences, we're probably going to have new guides. So we will work that out in advance with Indus to find out the best way to do that for travelers. And then for currency, check your bank or pull it there. Of course, US dollar, everyone says is king. But when
Was
you
it?
look at the exchange right now, it is better as a Canadian to go and withdraw money there or use, like, a lot of us had the Wise card, we did that. But I found in Egypt, getting money from any form of transaction was very easy. I don't even know anybody that really struggled using their bank. But check with your bank before you go, make sure it has whatever they need there. Yeah.
It was really easy to get one of these Wise cards, and you can use this around the world. You
Wait,
just
what is that? I don't know,
you
actually.
print this, so it's like a prepaid credit card,
Oh,
and
nice.
you can do that while you're there
So you're
on
not
your
worried
phone.
about.
So you put on $400 or $500 at a time, use it, and then you can add some more to it. And that way, should you lose your card or something, somebody can't spend all your money. They can only spend what's on
I'm never
there.
worried about
Yeah.
anybody else spending all my money. I'm really good at it. So,
Do that anyway. You know, it
so
does
good at
happen.
that.
And then about the Wise
So good
card
at it.
is that put on, let's say,
Yeah.
500 Canadian, you then can convert it in the Wise app to Vietnamese
Don?
dong. Dong. And then you can convert it from that to pounds sterling because you're next off to
Yeah. Oh, that's
Fucking
nice.
yeah,
That's
come
actually
home and
really
then you
nice.
convert back to Canadian.
I love
Yeah.
that. That's good. That's
It's
good. I never heard
really
about
easy. You
this. This is
put it
fantastic.
online and it took 12 days, I think, for the actual physical card to come in the mail.
Can we send? We'll find some information. We'll send it in the
It
email.
was
I think
sick.
that's
I'll
fantastic.
make a
I, and
note.
I would
Yeah.
like. I would love
So
that
thank you.
information.
And a
That's
few of us
fantastic.
got it, and some of our travelers, it was too late. But the nice thing about, and not that I'm like get residuals from why we do not, but anybody can put money onto your account too. So if you're stuck somewhere, they can put money onto your card for, into your account for you. Yeah.
I just don't
So,
have any.
and you can, in most countries, you can go and use the Wise card to withdraw funds as well to pay. In Canada, you cannot take a Wise card to the bank machine and withdraw. It won't allow you, but you can use it to pay for stuff in Canada. But almost every country, except for maybe four, you cannot, you can go to a bank machine and just withdraw it like you did. So when I was in the airport and I was like, not sure if I was like a bit of a shady spot and I didn't want to put my regular bank card in, I put my Wise card in and withdrew the money in the local currency. Yeah.
Perfect.
Simple,
So
easy.
yeah, we'll send you out a bunch of information.
Very cool.
And then if
Believe it or
you,
not, like, does it work in Mexico?
yeah, it works all over.
Because, like, Mexico, I'm always freaked out about using my cards. Like, I know what people are, like, they're Mexico. I just don't trust anything over there when it comes to machines and stuff. So, like, I go to Cancun enough that I will actually getting a Wise card.
Oh, and then someone said, and online there's also an app. So you can
Perfect.
also, yeah. So we'll send you a bunch of stuff. Now, if you choose not to get information from me, like when I do like a whole like blind carbon copy. So you're getting it. If you reply back, you'll only be replying to me. You're not replying to everybody. And if at some point you wish to be dropped from that email chain, please just let me know so you don't feel like I'm spamming you. Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes.
What is like Egypt was very conservative and there was lots of messaging about, you know, not having completely bare arms or wearing shorter shorts and things like that. What is it like in Vietnam?
Not as conservative. No, not at all. It's still, with a lot of the communities, you're gonna have with people that are from there, some conservatism when it comes to sounds weird because it's such a political climate when you say conservatism or whatever. It just but ultimately, a lot of young people go to Vietnam as well to let loose and be a little crazy. You wouldn't be able to do in Egypt, right? So you there is more of that freedom that you would find in Vietnam. It's not a heavily it's not an Islamic country or anything like that. So I wouldn't be too worried. And it's super hot. So like it's almost impossible to be not.
It's a communist country and it's a Buddhist country.
Yeah.
So we keep that in.
Yeah. So, but from an economic point of view, I've been doing a lot of work on the economic development side for a lot of chambers. It's becoming one of the fastest growing trading partners for a lot of country. I think it's one of the fourth or fifth for the United States currently, which is crazy. So it's a huge export country, so they're very used to Western people coming in and having a great time, and so I think it'll be quite fine.
There is one spot on the Cambodia part of the trip where it does say that visitors
At the temple.
must be wearing no shorts, mini skirts allowed, shoulders and knees must be covered. That's at the temple,
At
yeah.
the temple.
On a
So
separate
anywhere in the world, if you are entering a religious place,
thing.
Pretend you're going to a religious place
Yeah,
because you
same
are.
as Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, they'll give you something
They usually
that
have a
you can wear.
scarf, yeah, that you can put on.
No, it was Heather and I that had to rent
You had to rent.
in Hurghada
Yeah.
because my dress came to here, so too much skin here. And in Hurghada, they were very much more strict or than it was even in Cairo. So ladies had to have like you can have your ankle showing.
In
So
Hurghada.
yeah, when we went to the temple there, so we rented. We thought, well, maybe if you come to Vietnam, I'll show you this lovely picture of a fragranty dress covered everything. Thank goodness I had my own scarf, but you had. But again, if you choose to go, you want to be respectful of the culture. You want to be respectful of their beliefs. So you, and if you don't want to do it, then you choose to stay behind, right? So, yes.
Do you have any more copies of brochures?
Yeah, I can give you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
What's Heather's husband's name?
Dave.
Dave.
Unfortunately, they guessed.
Oh, they can't.
I booked too late. I gave them the dates too
So
late. They're going to
Eddie,
Brazil, so.
Edy at Indus, Indus dot travel. Eddie at Indus dot travel.
And I will forward that all to you guys to be.
Well, if we already have an account, like in Indus that we used for our last trip,
Yeah.
do we just
I
use
think
that
just log
again?
in, yeah,
Yeah, I've
sure.
logged into it and booked with
We'll get the
OEV.
email.
Oh, okay.
So we
I
have a
didn't want to
copy.
book until I came to this. That
He didn't trust.
I got it.
I know.
Eddie, can I just add a
Secrets.
comment? One of the first slides that you showed talked about how
Yeah.
you don't have to be a hiker to be able to do some of these
Except that
treks.
one hill.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah, but I just wanted to let people know there was a lot of walking on some of the tours we did in Egypt, and I did really good the first few days, but by about the fourth day, I needed my cane, and I used it for most of the rest of the trip. There was only one thing that I missed because I wasn't able to walk it. And they told me afterwards I probably could have made it, but we were 2 hours late getting there and everybody was rushed and it was uphill. And I thought, no, I'm just going to stay behind so I don't hold everybody else back. But I was able to do every tour, everything that everybody else did. And it's manageable for anybody that has, unless you've got some severe handicaps, but I was able to use my cane and go anywhere anybody else was going.
Do you know what I've also recommended for people is, Vancouver, British Columbia, those little hiking little
Yeah.
sticks? Bring them. They're very lightweight, right? Put them in the car. So if you want some extra little oomph when you're going places, they have the little rubber bottoms and they're great for actual traveling, right? So I highly recommend bringing them and they're quite cheap. You get for $30 or something like that, Canadian Tire or something like that. Put them in the suitcase and they're very light, I think. But you may not need them, but if they're there,
Yeah.
have a little hiking sticks.
We can only speak of our experience in Egypt, but we had like sometimes some travelers needed maybe an extra little support. A couple of times we had to rent a wheelchair or a porter or different things. So our guides, again, we were incredibly fortunate. We had the most amazing. They would put their lives. They would have stood in front of a bus,
One of them
and they
did.
did stood in front of a bus to protect their travelers
Yeah.
because this is their th this is. They have to do well because this is their career and they only work when there's trips coming in and tourists coming in. But they were able to get us stuff. If somebody had to go to the doctor or anything, they made that happen. So that's the what I found as a very inexperienced traveler to outside of like US and Mexico. They made sure that you did not go without that. And I think that was the nice thing with a group travel. You're getting that extra care. Plus, you also create this community of other travelers that are with you that start to watch and make sure you're okay. Hey, where did that person go? We kind of miss them. I'm figuring out a numbering system because I'm 2, 4, 6. I learned how to count 1 to 38 a lot of times. But yeah, you become a community where they're starting to watch, look out for you as well. So even though you're there traveling solo or traveling with a group of people, know that you're getting a community as you travel, And when our numbers are bigger, we get our own bus, we get our own all those things. So yeah.
And you know what you said there, I've heard from a lot of our trips around the world. So not just Egypt, right? I've heard incredible things about the tour guides we pick. And again, the real reason why this sounds crazy is that we're chambers of commerce and they all know each other. So if one has a bad experience, they're telling everybody else, right? I'm serious. It's an actual thing. So we can't afford as a company to ever have issues like that. So when we find out a tour guide or tour company on the ground isn't to our part, we just never use them again. Simple as that. So we have some of the best on the ground tour guides. Now, before you all head out, I need a selfie so my boss knows I made it here. Is that fair? So I head this way and we'll all just kind of. Oh, this is a terrible mustache. It's only been 2 days. Yeah, long mustache. I'm like, who is that guy? That is crazy. My mom's gonna laugh at me. Here we are. All right, everybody, smile.
Candid camp.
Oh, we're missing some people. Here we are. There we go. Awesome. So,
What the numbers
one
look like?
question. Yeah, so many
You
questions.
mentioned 38. Is there an expectation how big you're going to be for the back?
I think I'm between 20 and
Yeah,
40. That's
20.
usually what we
Yeah,
expect from
40. Yeah.
Pentagon. So I think that's probably what we're going to expect here.
Is this still going to be just Penticton based?
Yeah, just be.
No, it's not a
Well, there
combination.
won't be other, there's no other
It'll be
chambers.
Penticton chamber based. But so, like, if you, like Marlene was saying, like, so we have one of our travelers here online, Yvonne. She joined us to eat some
Bye, have a
Egypt.
good one. Thank you
She's
so
going
much.
to, right? So she may come with, but everybody that is going on the trip would be affiliated and getting the same package through the Penticton chamber.
So you can bring anybody you want, right? We're not, if you have friends or cousins, families, things like that you'd like to join, feel free to let them know. And more than welcome again, anywhere on the planet, we're able to accommodate that. But we will sell out. We almost sold out of Egypt, right? Like
Well, Egypt.
we had to actually find extra space.
And that's why some things had to change for us. Because originally, for anybody that went to Egypt, we thought we would have a group of 20. Well, 20 sold out like that. So what had happened was because we were going on a cruise as well, and there's only limited beds, we had to adjust the flight times based on, because the cruise only goes so many days in, back, up and down the Nile. And then they were like, yeah, we'll give you extra beds, but we're gonna have to bump up the price a bit because it was that supply and demand. So Eddie, like he said already, has reserved for us 45 spots. Now, whether we fill those or not, but at least the hotels know it's better to book them now and pull back as we need to than try to find more beds, right? And
So
then
I recommend go book now, put your deposit in as soon as possible because the interest on these trips is extraordinary in this community. You guys just like to travel.
yeah.
So
And like,
we're happy to facilitate.
so on the trip, you'll have like your our tour guides in each of the set cities we go to, but you'll also have chamber staff that'll come. So we're there to, if there's a situation, we will, like, we work closely with the guides, we work closely back, like if we have to reach out to Eddie or something happens, or for some reason someone isn't feeling well and they need to stay in the room that day, one of us would stay back to support you with that. Yes, we're on the trip, but we're there to be that other supplement help
Right.
to the tour guides. So yeah. So you'll have also, and then we have people, our team back home. If there is a situation, we can get a hold of our team right away and they can get a hold of your family. So we take it a little step further and we have you fill out like an emergency contact form, send us your passport, we keep it all on file. So should something happen, we just have to get call back to our office. And they can be in contact with your family like that, where you're not worried about something. Yeah. Oh, and
I just want to ask you about the flights. When we were flying last year, I was trying to book my seats, but you guys booked the seats, right? And I kept asking Devnath, like, am I supposed to book my seats or do you guys? And he just couldn't answer me, it seemed. But
So the one thing with group flights is that we actually don't, we can make certain requests, but what we're doing with the airline is we're booking a group. We're not booking the seats, unfortunately. We can put requests in or things like that, but they're not guaranteed. Upgrades are depending on what the airline also is offering at
Yeah.
that time. Again, I highly recommend CCing me on everything. I will try my best, but that's always been a bit of a tricky issue because of the airlines. So as much as, I would like to blame them enough, I actually have to blame the airline because they drive me nuts because the way the group, we're not buying individual seats, we're buying group. And so that's the problem.
Yeah. So if I didn't book my seats, they'll just put you in wherever in the plane,
Typically, yeah.
right? Yeah.
And then I think when it came to that point, then we could upgrade like closer to the date, right? When you went to go check in or
When you
whatever.
check in, usually you're able to. When you were able to check in, were you able to change your seats? Because usually that's how it
Well,
works.
the Air Canada, I did pay for seats. Like I booked my seats.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
think of it like, for example, if you've ever bought an Air Canada, ticket, like a standard ticket, that's what you're buying. And then if you want to change your seat, it would be whatever Air Canada's offering at the time. So that's how that would. That's how I would think of it. And then usually they'll give you options if you want to upgrade or stuff like that. We can do it, but it really depends on what the price is today, right? And that's the worst part about airlines is I remember just last week I was booking a flight for my parents. They're coming next week, not next week, on the 19th. They're going to spend a week and a half and take them to the island. They've never been to the island. So that's in the morning, the flight was $400. In the evening, it was $1,300.
Yeah.
The next morning, it was $2,800. And I had put alerts, right? And then suddenly I got an alert price drop and went back to 300. I literally ran and booked, grabbed my credit card and booked immediately. That I don't understand it, like how these airlines operate, but I hate it. Like that's ridiculous.
Supply and demand. The more people click on it, the more the price
Did
goes
you know
up.
Disneyland also isn't fixed prices? I didn't know this because I have a group that wants to go on a river cruise to Paris, and they're like, "Can we add an extra day or two?" Right? Because they're doing the Seine river cruise, and then they're like, "Can we add an extra day?" I'm like, "Sure, we'll add an extra day so they can go to Disneyland Paris." They're American; they love Disneyland, like, and so that's what they want to do. I'm not going to say no. Go ahead, right? They're like, "Can you include it in the price?" So we tried to do that, and we couldn't. Because it changes. So we literally said you can book it and then you have to pay for it depending on what it is. I didn't know that. I had no idea that Disneyland operated like that. So they operate like an airline. It's crazy. Imagine you're with your kids and your family and you're trying to go on a trip and then you don't know what you're going to pay. How do you budget? Anyways, that's besides the point. All right. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
You guys, see you.
Any other questions?
I'm just available. I use a walker. Would that work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then usually you're able to request like if you can put requests that you may need a wheelchair or something like that, you never know, we can make those accommodation requests. Yeah. That's fine.
So, like, and then some of the excursions. So once you're there, some of the excursions you might look be like,
Yeah.
I might not be able to do that one, that full trip. Like just depending on what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Going up there.
Yeah, no.
That's like a mountain. Oh, those
Yeah.
stairs. Oh my God. That's a lot of stairs.
But I would definitely, when you like email
Bye on Zoom.
them note
Hey,
and
we out of here?
they'll be honest with you and tell you
Really?
they would rather you be they'll be
He said goodbye to us, Angie, on Zoom, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I just like they
I'm
just like boom, gone. Like, oh,
good,
okay. How are you, Vaughn?
yourself?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Summer's going well?
I already booked on the Vietnam. Did you book?
No, not yet. I wanted to see this or hear this first.
Yeah. And then of course I had somebody stop by when they talked about the Cambodia part of it, so I missed all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Was
Oh, and
it?
then they were also talking up, or somebody was asking about Vietnam as well. So I think Terry's going to throw that all in to a
Okay.
package. Yeah. Because they also, or they said about possibly going to, if you wanted to go to Vietnam as well, may possibly do Vietnam prior to this trip and then meet up with us, or meet up with us. I'm going.
You mean
So,
Thailand?
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Some people want to go to Thailand. So they suggested possibly doing that before meeting up.
Right. Yeah, so I was with talking with Christy and Sid.